yesterday the commission met again on its Zoom platform. This era of having our regularly scheduled commission meetings over the internet-based meeting platform continue, and the commission had a full agenda on their slate. Probably most noteworthy was a decision that had been carried over from the last commission meeting regarding the 2020 pool season, the last season at the big pool. And the commission decided yesterday to not open the big pool for the summer of 2020. And so it was a hard decision for them. They weighed a lot of information, including a plan that was put together by Assistant City Manager Jennifer Cunningham and others involved with the pool, using state and national Parks and Recreation Association best thinking at the moment on how pools might put up the best defense against the spread of a virus. But ultimately, the commission, a lot of them individually expressed that as they weighed the benefits, which were many, putting those alongside the risks, they felt there were more of those. So the decision was to not open rather than to open late or open at a date to be determined at some time down the future. We knew on the back end of the calendar, CD, that we were going to be running into into a pretty fixed boundary, because the plan was to have the pool closed by August 9th so that we could begin construction on the new aquatics facility. And so, you'd have to ask each individual what the contributing factors were, but I think that may have been a contributing factor as well, knowing that the end date was a little bit more solid than in years past when we try to stretch the pool season as far as we can reasonably go with the lifeguards we have in late August.